Hi everybody, it's Carol Clark here, and today I want to talk to you about something that can affect you as an individual as well as your practice, and something that can help prepare you for a better future. And a lot of times I'll talk to different physicians or practices, and they're in one of two situations. One is they continue to do the same thing over and over and over. It's sort of this sort of rut that they're in, and they keep getting the same results, and they're entirely frustrated by that. The other is an opposite extreme, sort of, and they are so interested in the next bright, shiny object that comes along. They're dug into all sorts of different ideas, and they have so many things going at the same time that they really can't focus their time and energy or their staff's time and energy onto one thing to see if it really is making a difference in their practice and whether or not it's moving the needle forward in terms of getting new clients, the clients that you really want to work with, new patients, and experiencing the revenue that you desire and need in order to survive in today's society. So whether you're an independent physician or administrator, or whether you're employed through a health system, these tips can help you personally and in your business. And my first tip is, a lot of times we have a decision that we need to make and we've been putting it off because we may be dreading the conflict that may result, or the whole deepness of the conversation, or just how uncomfortable it is and the fact that it's going to cause a huge change and perhaps a ripple effect. But in your heart, you know it's the right thing to do. Maybe it's an employee that is just really dragging your entire team down and needs to go. Maybe it's an entire program for education for your patients that just needs to be revamped because you're not seeing the results. Maybe it's a marketing plan that you've been doing forever, spending a lot of money on, but you know that you're not getting any return on investment, but yet it's easier to just continue on with that and rather than make a change. So when you have something in your life or in your business that you know needs to change, you know you need to make that decision, you need to take some action, that's what's going to get you momentum, you may want to try a simple, it sounds so simple and crazy, a simple 5-second rule that came from actually Mel Robbins. And that's counting down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then just doing it and making that decision. And sometimes that's what we need to kind of shake us out of that indecision that we're experiencing. People can use it even in the morning to make themselves get out of bed so they can start their morning routine, get their workout done. You know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, not eat what it is that they're not supposed to eat. There's lots of different applications for it. But if you need to work on that, obviously it's something that you know is the right decision. And of course, if you're, you know, terminating an employee, you need to make sure you follow the proper rules for that. But a lot of times, just taking that gumption to say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and just take an action can help really significantly increase your momentum towards making that happen. My second step is to really take the time, either in the evening or in the morning, to set out your to-do list and what's most important that meets is in congruent with your goals. Because we all know once you get to the office, it can get crazy and everybody wants your time, everybody needs something, and unless you have that pre-planned and predetermined, you are going to let everyone else control your schedule. And you've probably heard that a million times, but if you just start to apply that, you will find huge dividends in terms of return on your investment of your time to actually plan your day. So that can involve getting up a little bit earlier to accomplish some of those things. Maybe it is just carving out some time where you tell your assistant or your secretary not to bother you, or whatever the case may be. I know you probably are on call, that sort of thing, but you've really got to control your day or your day will control you. And that's easy to say and hard to do, but once you put that into practice, it makes a huge difference. So looking at what's the most important, and for me, if I tackle that first thing in the day, I know it's done, and then I can go about my day and have a much clearer mind. I approach difficult situations much more appropriately. I don't fly off the handle. I can keep it under control, and I can actually be more creative throughout the day. So I encourage you to try that as your second step. And the third one, a lot of people don't practice this, but I find it really helpful. It helps in personal goals, it helps in business goals. But when you are going through your day and you're going through every day-to-day thing that you do, thinking to yourself and helping your staff consider, is this getting me closer to the person I want to be or the business I want to have in the future? Because what we're doing right now is going to affect that. You figure whatever you're experiencing in your life right now is the product of whatever you were doing years ago. And that is a reality. So whatever you're doing right now affects your next 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, 10 years, whatever you're doing right now, whether it's it with regards to your health or your business, determining whether or not you're going to be putting money away for savings for your business, for reinvesting, or whatever that decision may be, whatever you're doing right now is going to affect you and your business in the future. So understanding that sounds so simplistic, but if you actually think about that as you're going about your day and you're making your daily decisions and you're actually doing your planning, it can really make a huge impact. So these three fairly simple steps, fairly simple actions or strategies can really make a difference. I am living proof of that. And I encourage you to give them a try and see how it may affect your personal life as well as your business. We all know, it, just to make it really close in that last one, you know, whatever we're eating today, whatever fitness we're doing or not doing, whatever habits we have, whether it relates to smoking or drinking or not smoking and not drinking, all those sorts of things, having those conversations, building our relationships with our spouses or significant others and our children, our parents, our friends, keeping that nurture, that's going to really affect our future. So it's the same way in business. And I encourage you to take a look at these three steps and contemplate putting one, two, or all three of them into practice in your life and your business. I hope this helps. If you want to brainstorm anything, reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. I hope this serves you well, and I hope you guys have an amazing day. Continue doing all the awesome things you do, changing the lives of so many people in your community. So everybody, take care. Until next time. Bye.